I want to party with you, cowboy.
What are we doing now?
Hit that other button. There. Right. That's it.
It's time for Chris and Doc's Brain Squeeze on 101.9 KTWB.
Oh, our brains have been squeezed.
25 fresh squeezed brain from South Dakota. 25% of Americans did not do this, not even once in the last year.
All right. Have we given any real specific clues? All we've said is...
we had one close guess.
You and I have both done it more than once.
Right.
Quite a few times, as a matter of fact. All right. 336-1019. Clear skies this morning. Should be a sunny Friday with a high of 55, but a little breezy. Right now, we're at 29.
25% of Americans did not do this, not even once in the last year. What do you think?
I'm going to guess browse through the tabloids at the checkout counter.
Interesting guess. Oh. No, that's not it.
Nope.
Nope.
No.
Nope. Hi, good morning. What do you think?
Read a book.
Read a book is exactly right.
It is read a book.
Who's this?
Penny Schrader.
Penny, how are you?
Good for Friday.
What's the last book you read?
I can't remember the actual name of it, but it was about a guy who was at Alcatraz. We had gone there last summer or last year, and
cool.
He was actually there signing the books when I bought it. And he was from Iowa.
She's still originally. Locked up.
Wow, did he try and shiv you?
No.
You got to watch out. Those cons, they shiv you. They sneak up on you. They think you're their buddy, and then they just slide it right into your ribs.
You
got between the ribs.
So you got the autograph. Did you have to trade him like some smokes for that? Or
actually, he was a pretty nice guy. He turned his whole self around, and he and his wife had adopted like 9 kids after he got out of prison.
And I bet he thinks we're hilarious. All the soap on a rope and cigarette jokes. I bet he loves them. Penny, hold on a second. You are a winner of the Brain Squeeze. Congratulations.
Read a book. 1 in 4 Americans.
Oh, you're saying. Oh, right. I thought you were telling Penny to read
a book. I'm recapping the answer.
Okay. Yeah, only 20. I'm kind of surprised by that, maybe. I don't know if I'm more surprised that 1 in 4 haven't read a book or that 3/4 of America has read a book.
Yeah, but what are they defining as a book?
Pokey Little Puppy.
Is it the latest edition of Highlights when I'm sitting at the dentist's office?
Goofus and Gallant are my favorite. It's 7:20.
The Chris and Doc Show. KTWB.
The genuine country original.
101.9 KTWB.
7:39. Good morning. It is the Chris and Doc Show.
Clear skies on a Friday morning. It's a bit chilly out there, but we'll see a high of 55. Right now, we're at 29.
All right. Here's today's question. It was posted on Facebook minutes ago.
You can go comment there if you like at facebook.com/KTWBFM.
The question is, if you were being executed at midnight... for whatever, we're not getting into details on that.
Doesn't matter.
No.
The real question is...
what would you select as your last meal?
Oh.
You can have anything, but we were talking about it yesterday. It has to be realistic. It can't be like my mom's homemade whatever. My mom's, because my mom's
Oh, because
no
your mom's not right.
And you had a list of like 6 things, which as the Supreme Court of... stupid questions I annexed and said, I nixed. I said, it
you
cannot be a buffet.
You have too many rules.
One meal, Doc. What would your one meal be?
Too many rules. I get to pick.
I'll just pull the switch.
What, I get a menu and it says you get one appetizer, one entree, maybe a salad, and some dessert.
I got my hand on the switch.
Yeah. Which switch?
The execution
the
switch.
One
the fry
do
switch.
Me in? Thanks.
What would you pick? Last meal. I would take Gino's Pizza from Chicago.
Really?
See, I'm
more realistic than that, sir. I'll take Dar's from Pipestone.
Really?
You bet.
Dar's Pizza from Pipestone.
Dar's Hamburger Pizza.
They don't open till 4, though.
I know.
It would stink if you got executed before they opened.
No, it's at midnight, so I got time.
Oh, that's right. What would be on it?
It'd be a hamburger pizza.
Hamburger pizza from Dar's.
Yep.
Mine would be sausage and onion from Gino's.
Oh, that sounds good, too.
It's the best. Chicago
hamburger with extra cheese.
336-1019. If you were being executed at midnight, what
Isn't
would be
everything we do?
Your high KTWB. If you were being executed at midnight, what would be your last meal?
It would have to be a sandwich from the Smiling Moose Deli in Denver.
Boy, you put some thought into this.
It is the most awesome place to eat in the world.
What do you want on your sandwich?
I'm not fussy.
The Chris and Doc Show. Yeah.
Nobody puts bacon in a corner.
That's right. That's right, they don't. You sure don't. Johnny Castle.
Don't. You're going to go off on Johnny Castle again.
8:04, good morning. It is the Chris and Doc Show.
Got some sunshine for a Friday morning, 29 now, warming up to 55. Our topic of discussion continues on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/KTWBFM.
If you were being executed at midnight,
happy thoughts.
What would be your last meal request? You know, they say none of them eat it. They request things, and then when the food comes, they go,
would you have much of an appetite?
I don't know. A nervous eater. I'm a nervous eater. It's 8:05. 101.9 KTWB. Hi, KTWB. If you were being executed at midnight, what would be your last meal?
50 hard-boiled eggs. I want to see if I can actually do it or not.
What we have here
is a failure to communicate.
Going out of my mind, these
guys. So magical.
The genuine country original.
101.9 KTWB.
818, good morning. It is the Chris and Doc Show.
Still clear out there at 29 now, trying to warm up to a high of 55.
Talking about your last meal, if you were going to be executed, which reminds me, there was an old member back in the early days of Facebook, back like 3 months ago. There was a thing going around that said, if we woke up in jail together, what would we be arrested for? Remember that when that was?
No.
And then your friends.
I don't have any Facebook friends.
Would reply. So. Aw, that's too bad.
I got you and you never replied.
The question is, what would you have if you were being executed at midnight for your last meal?
Are you looking at me?
No, yeah. What would you
actually, take? I have come up with, for my choice, what I would pick.
Mm-hmm.
Because you won't let me do the buffet, smarty pants.
Yeah.
I would go to Famous Dave's by myself.
And well, I think they'd bring it to you.
I would get... No, I'm going to go there because it's the whole atmosphere.
Yeah, that's true. The music, the lights.
The catering's fine, but I'd rather be there. Mm-hmm. And the All-American Feast. It's the one they bring on the garbage can lid.
You're going to have tea with it, aren't you?
I am, as a matter of fact. How'd you know?
I've been to Famous Dave's with you many a time. If you go to Facebook, that conversation continues there. Facebook.com/KTWBFM.
Somebody likes the canteen with cheese from Canteen in the Alley in Ottumwa, Iowa.
Sounds specific. Like you know
it's a little hole in the wall place.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of what's the little one down on 14th? No, not 14th. What am I talking about? The Hamburger Inn. The
Whiffers?
No.
Oh, Hamburger. Yeah, Hamburger Inn's down there, yeah.
That's kind of what it reminds me of.
Yeah, there you go. All right, you can continue it. Go to facebook.com/KTWBFM. It's 8:20. Good morning. The genuine country original.
101.9 KTWB.
8:50. Good morning. It is the Chris and Doc Show.
Under clear skies. The sun is out. Temp now at 31. A high today of 55.
I got an interesting email yesterday from a lady you know.
Okay.
I've met her a couple times. Samantha Hill.
Yeah.
Yes. Who used to work here.
I'm familiar with Sam, yeah.
She got an email from her sister.
Okay.
Her sister, this was yesterday morning, I believe. Her boyfriend left for work at like 6 in the morning.
Okay.
And her sister goes to leave for work at like 7, goes out the door and looks down, and there's bloody footprints on her patio.
What?
Full-on bloody.
Human footprints?
Human or shoe. Like a footprint from the game Clue. The heel thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're like, it looks like they're
so
like,
an actual shoe print is, okay.
Bloody shoe print.
All right.
And up at the door, like somebody was looking in, and there's blood everywhere.
Okay.
And so she shut the door.
And then I thought,
where's the hook? Was there a hook? Did they find just a
something
hook?
Hanging from the windowsill?
So she called the cops, and the cops came, and they found a blood trail all around. And
nothing.
They didn't find anything. They just found bloody footprints and blood. Isn't that the creepiest thing you ever heard?
I got goosebumps.
Looking in the window? Because I'm picturing this.
Sure.
Putting their hands over the eyes
so you can block out the light.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there more to this story?
So far, no. They're investigating. They found a big blood trail all around.
Can they follow the trail?
I would imagine they did to a certain extent. I don't know if they...
Wow.
How about that, though? You go to leave for work and there's bloody footprints right looking in your window.
Yeah.
Like somebody... And they weren't there... You know, I mean, just
before.
The whole... It's creepy.
All right, that's just downright wrong. This is like the beginning to a bad movie.
That is, it's totally. And then I would have gotten a flashlight and investigated. No,
alone,
don't do that.
In your nightie.
You know me so well.
The Chris and Doc Show.